You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. We hear a lot about bad air quality in California, and it's hard to know what we can do about it. But thanks to a 2017 law, communities in two Bay Area cities known for air pollution get to participate in setting their own air quality policies. The bill puts air pollution in the hands of the people. So what does community involvement in air policy really look like? Reporter Brett Simpson went to Richmond to find out.
It's a Wednesday night in September, and the Richmond Civic Center auditorium is packed. 32 people crowd around tables in the center of the room. Doctors sit next to NAACP members who sit next to oil industry representatives. This is the Richmond Air Quality Steering Committee, and they're meeting tonight to make an important decision. Community members who showed up to watch line the walls. That's where I find Lawrence Holiday, a 61-year-old basketball coach. He's here because he's sick of driving past the Chevron oil refinery.
I drive for Lyft sometimes. I drive limos sometimes. And that's what I notice when I come home late at night. That's when they're kicking out their emissions. I don't know what's coming out those stacks. I just know when I get close to it, my eyes start burning.
It's no secret that Richmond residents breathe bad air. The city's wedged between two refineries and two highways. It has some of the worst air pollution in the country, and a lot of its residents have health issues. Holiday rattles off all the people he knows who are sick.
One of my close friends just had pancreatic cancer surgery. His wife had double vasectomy. His son can't breathe. He had to move out of the city.
Holiday's sick of getting sick, and he wants solutions. Tonight, for the first time ever, the community gets a chance to provide them. In 2017, Governor Jerry Brown signed a landmark law, Assembly Bill 617. Under the bill, 10 communities with the state's worst air pollution are forming committees to help set new air policy. Everything from installing monitors on their own blocks to drafting plans to reduce emissions from polluters just down the street. This is hyper-local air quality regulation. At least, that's the idea. In the Bay Area, the state's elected West Oakland and Richmond. The communities get to vote, start regulating emissions now, or spend a year getting more air quality data first. West Oakland voted to jump straight into regulation, but it's a way smaller area than Richmond, and they've already collected a lot of data on their air quality. At this meeting tonight, Richmond's casting their vote.
I'm still making up my mind. I have a lot of questions.
Let's stay the course. Let's keep community involvement. Let's do this process correctly.
It's going on and on and on, and you know, delays and delays.
I think 7 decades of bad health outcomes is enough data.
The stakes are high. So what would a year of more data tell Richmond? I ventured down into the cold basement of UC Berkeley's chemistry building to ask an expert. Professor Ronald Cohen's been collecting Bay Area air quality data for years. Richmond has 10 air monitors, and Cohen runs 7 of them. They measure things like carbon dioxide, greenhouse gases, and particulates.
All things that contribute to air pollution and poor health.
Cohen is all about data collection. But he says that more data doesn't necessarily mean better data. Richmond's Air Quality Committee wants to install 100 monitors this year. To him, that sounds like a lot of work that might end up producing unreliable results.
So I would say make 10 really good ones instead of 100.
Cohen's not on the committee. But if they were asking, he'd say that installing lots of monitors really close together might just tell you what you could learn from a stroll around the neighborhood. Like, we already know that trucks emit carbon dioxide. So if there's a truck yard, why do we need to install air monitors around it to find that out?
We could have instead just had a camera and counted trucks, and is way less expensive than making measurements for a year.
Collecting more data also means waiting to regulate emissions. For some, the health costs of a year's delay feel personal. I meet committee member Dr. Rohan Radhakrishna at the West County Health Clinic.
Every morning, I see about 10 patients, and a few of them are going to have respiratory conditions.
Still, he believes in the power of getting better data.
Deeper data matters, and delay can cause more disease and disability. So we got to do both at the same time.
But tonight, at the meeting in Richmond, this new air quality committee has to choose one. Delay for data or regulate now? The committee voted.
The majority rules. Option one is what we'll move forward with.
And chose to delay.
So any reactions to the vote?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Andre Soto is the Richmond organizer at Communities for a Better Environment.
But then this committee is self-selected to be stacked with pro-industry people. So I'm not surprised at the outcome, but I'm disappointed. But the real problem here is Chevron. The real problem here is Sims Metals, all these industrial polluters. So, you know, this is all a charade.
Randy Joseph, engagement coordinator at the RISE Youth Council, thinks differently.
I don't know. Everybody just says Chevron, Chevron, Chevron. And if, for example, if you look at San Pablo, Chevron's not near San Pablo, right? But they have the same health issues.
Outcome aside, many saw the vote as a positive reflection of a community-driven process. Like Julia Walsh, volunteer at No Coal in Richmond.
I was delighted at the openness of the discussion, willingness to listen to everyone. And so I appreciate the process, even though it seems long and drawn out at times.
But Lawrence Holliday came to see his community produce results. And he left wondering whether their decision would change anything for Richmond at all.
Committees do a lot of talking, but don't have no resolve, you know, and no solution. Sure. You know, I wanted to ask that question was, how many people here are sick? How many people here are ill, are really affected by this? Monitoring is fine. Trying to resolve the emissions is fine, but the illnesses, what are they doing for the people that are ill? You know, the people that are actually sick.
Holliday wants to remind the committee they have an opportunity to take action for people like him. Will the new data make the delay worth it? We'll find out next year. In Richmond, I'm Brett Simpson for Cross Currents.
Brett is a student at the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism.